Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 15th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
71% of 15 to 19-year-olds in the north are in education, compared to 94% in the south.
Big differences between living in the north and the south, and Europe is the world's fastest warming continent. Plus, we've all got the news making the headlines, and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, there are stark differences in the standard of living of those north and south of the border. An ESRI report shows household income in the Republic is 18% higher than in the north. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
This analysis by the ESRI found the population in the south is growing faster than the north, largely due to strong net migration in recent years. It's resulted in the south having a younger population with a lower age dependency rate. Household disposable income in the south is 18.3% higher than the north as of 2018, and the gap has widened over time. In terms of wages, the data shows a positive gap favouring the south, with hourly earnings 36% higher than Northern Ireland in 2022. Trade between the north and Great Britain has declined since 2015, while trade with the south has increased. Where education is concerned, 71% of 15 to 19-year-olds in the north are in education, compared to 94% in the south.
Europe is the fastest warming continent in the world, according to a new UN climate study. The latest European State of the Climate report suggests last year was the warmest on record for the continent, with extreme weather and record temperatures recorded. It warns global warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius could result in 30,000 annual deaths due to extreme heat. Meanwhile, the National Climate Plan for 2025 will go to Cabinet today, having been delayed due to the election. Minister Dara O'Brien will tell colleagues there is a retrofitting allocation of €550 million this year. He'll also bring proposals to Cabinet for a national maritime plan for offshore renewable energy. Minister Norma Foley is today seeking Cabinet approval for the publication of the final report of the Farrelly Commission's investigation into a disability service in the South East, otherwise known as the Grace case. The Commission of Investigation into certain matters relative to a disability service in the South East was published in 2017. It was set up to investigate the care and protection of Grace and others in a former foster home in the South East known as Family X. Donald Trump has hinted there could be a plan very soon to end the war in Ukraine. Yesterday, he accused Vladimir Zelensky of allowing the conflict with Russia to start. Ukraine's president is warning of more to come.
Russian state propagandists are preparing their audiences for the fact that negotiations and diplomacy will not work. And there's only one reason for this. They are not afraid in Moscow right now. And if there's not enough pressure on Russia, they will continue to do what they are used to, continue to fight.
The US president says it won't be backing down when it comes to slapping tariffs on pharmaceuticals imported into the US. Donald Trump has indicated he's considering a 25% tariff. He says it'll be introduced in the not-too-distant future. His vice president, J.D. Vance, says the US will not be reversing its policy.
For 40 years, we have lost manufacturing capacity. Workers have seen their wages stagnate. And some of the most critical things that we need, from the pharmaceuticals, the drugs that we give to our children, the antibiotics that we give to our kids, to the weapons that we actually need to fight a war, if God forbid we had to fight a war, we don't make enough of that stuff.
Meanwhile, the Enterprise Minister Peter Burke will update Cabinet on ways to make Ireland more competitive in the wake of the Trump tariffs. He'll discuss suggestions like speeding up the ratification of a trade deal with Canada, setting up a cost of business forum, and developing a national semiconductor strategy. Today is 80 years since the liberation of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp by the British Army. Tens of thousands of people, mostly Jews, died in the notorious Nazi death camp in Germany, the most famous of whom was Anne Frank. James Wilson has more.
I have just returned from the Belsen concentration camp. I passed through the barrier and found myself in the world of a nightmare.
Those were the haunting words of the BBC's Richard Dimbleby, whose reporting from the death camp revealed the sheer horror of the Nazi regime to millions. At least 52,000 people died in Belsen, mostly from disease and malnutrition. One inmate who did survive is Tommy Reichenthal, a Slovakian-born Jew who moved to Dublin after the war. All these years on, his memories of the liberation are still vivid.
We heard his rumbling, and of course we saw the jeeps of British Army, and they were shouting to out loud, "This is the British Army. You are being liberated." We didn't even know what liberated meant.
5 months after the camp's liberation, the Belsen trials began. 30 defendants were found guilty of causing the death or physical suffering of the inmates, while 14 were acquitted.
In entertainment news, Sean Diddy Combs has pleaded not guilty to additional charges in his sex trafficking case. The 55-year-old rapper had two new counts brought against him earlier this month, taking the total number of criminal charges to 5. He's accused of using his power and prestige to lure women in before forcing them to engage in sexual acts. He strenuously denies all allegations. And in sport, in soccer, Aston Villa manager Unai Emery believes the atmosphere at their home stadium will drive them to a famous Champions League performance. They take on Paris Saint-Germain in the quarterfinals at 8 o'clock this evening. The home side trailed 3-1 from the first leg in France last week. Emery feels Villa Park and the home fans will be the so-called 12th man to inspire his team.
The supporters, they are going to add us their energy and always for our players playing at home with the energy they can receive from the supporters is something adding positively.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.